In Woods Hole, one of the country's oldest aquariums is coming back to life after a month in dormancy. Terry Frady of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, also known as NOAA, is walking down its darkened corridors lined with tanks of fish. NOAA owns and operates the aquarium.
You can see our Christmas decorations are still up because the shutdown occurred during the holidays. We had just gotten done with our big Santa event, so Santa came to visit us and we didn't have a chance to take it all down, so we'll be getting to that this week.
Though the government reopened late last week, the aquarium remains closed this week as the staff reclaim the premises and get ready for the public. As with many organizations that were shut down, starting up again isn't as easy as flipping a switch.
I think everybody is just now trying to figure out where we are, what the priorities are to get back up and running.
During the shutdown, a team of three contractors showed up for a few hours each day to maintain tanks and feed the fish. One of those people who've gotten used to working in an empty aquarium is Allison Burday, a contracted aquarium biologist. She rolls out a cart with chopped fish and brown nutrient cubes. It's breakfast time.
We've got a mixture of different types of fish and shrimp. This right here is a gel that's made in-house. So we put a bunch of stuff pretty much in a blender, which is a lot of capelin, carrots, spinach. So that ensures that they get all of their vitamins.
She scoops up the feed and drops it in the tanks. Burday and her two coworkers split up the 26-hour-a-week allotment. And they said things were tough, especially because as contractors, they won't receive any back pay. Katie Deaver was hired as an aquarium biologist about a month before the shutdown, and she says it was hard working on reduced hours so soon after getting a new job.
So it was a struggle. It's one of those things where I had to go back and talk to my parents a little bit, which as someone who's almost 28 is kind of the thing you don't want to have to do. But, you know, you make it work, and I'm just hoping that it doesn't happen again.
She also did some graphic design freelance work to keep her afloat, but she's happy she can get back to doing what she loves full time again. The aquarium is a microcosm of how organizations like NOAA are scrambling to get back to work. Janice Plant at the New England Fisheries Council, a group that relies heavily on NOAA involvement, says though the government is no longer closed, she and fishermen still have concerns over upcoming seasons, like groundfish and scallops, starting on time.
Everything doesn't get back to normal immediately because the shutdown lasted for so long that we'll be faced with some repercussions in terms of our timelines and the schedules that our work plans are on.
She says overall, they're glad the government is open again so things like fisheries meetings and reports can start happening.
I mean, all of the science center people are just now going back to work. And so, you know, we're realistic that they have a backlog of email and management actions that they need to work on just to catch up and have us get back in place.
And for the fish at the aquarium, biologist Katie Deaver says she thinks they'll be happy to see visitors again.
A lot of people ask when they come in, you know, can the fish see me when I'm looking at them? And yet they can, and they like to watch.
She says the queen triggerfish in particular has seemed more anxious during the empty weeks at the aquarium. The biologists have tried putting dog toys filled with food in her tank to keep her entertained.
They spend their days a lot of time with the public, and when the public isn't here, they're kind of like, you know, it's dark and we're just sitting.
The aquarium will reopen to the public on Monday, and NOAA employees and their queen triggerfish will give a sigh of relief. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.